This is the Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Mike and Scott. We're spending time in school today, and now let's step into the hallway where all of the really important action happens. At least, that's what it feels like when you're in school. Gossip, rumors, teasing, bullying. Technology has changed that game in major ways, increasing both the frequency and the intensity. Will Haskell brings us this story about how the app Yik Yak nearly shut down his high school. And a warning, some of the language is not school kid appropriate.
A person we'll call Megan, a high school junior, was rushing to class on a Thursday morning when a friend stopped to ask if she was okay. Taken by surprise, she laughed and said yes, she was fine. But as she continued down the hall, she noticed everyone was looking at her. What had she done to become a celebrity overnight? It wasn't until she sat down for her first period class that a friend finally told her about Yik Yak. Yik Yak is a smartphone app that allows individuals to post comments anonymously about anything they want. Think of it as Twitter without having to own up to your own tweets. Sitting at her desk, Megan began scrolling through a feed of nasty posts. Julia is affiliated with Al-Qaeda. The cheer team couldn't get uglier. Mary is a slut. The fact that Mark has diabetes makes me happy. Then there were a string of posts written just about Megan. Megan will let anybody fill in the blank. Megan did such and such in exchange for $6. All of these posts were visible to everyone in the school. Every one of them anonymous. I was a student at Staples High School when this went down last year. It's a high-achieving public school in suburban Westport, Connecticut. John Dodig, our friendly, openly gay principal, liked to say that it was a place that rises above petty high school malice. That Thursday, though, was different. Walking through the halls, everyone was glued to their phone, waiting to see who would be the next target. The most private, deplorable thoughts of the student body had been put into writing. And the worst part was, no one knew who was responsible. Maybe the bully, or maybe the quiet girl in the back of Spanish class. With each post, another girl left to cry in the bathroom, vent to her guidance counselor, or just drive home. During the last period of the day, a demoralized voice came over the loudspeaker. Principal Dodig. Between his sentences were heavy sighs and moments of reflection. To all the students in the school, he said, I urge you not to look at the site. Don't look at it. And if you don't see it, it won't bother you. His announcement backfired. It gave Yik Yak new momentum. Immediately, someone posted, Mr. Dodig molested me with a weed whacker. Yik Yak has been available for download since 2013, and anonymity has existed since the dawn of the internet. So why did the app literally bring my high school to a halt? Maybe it was a form of emotional release for students, or a new way to get out their bitterness about classmates, teachers, and administrators. Or perhaps it was simply the newest must-have social media thing. But Yik Yak also felt different. It was an equalizer. No one was safe regardless of his or her place on the social pyramid. You didn't need popularity in order for your post to be seen. You just needed to be within a 1.5 mile radius of your target. In conversations with our teachers, guidance counselors, and parents, we constantly hear, we didn't have this when we were growing up. Well, neither did we. Yik Yak and its capacity for anonymous targeted destruction is new to all of us. By the end of the week, Yik Yak had been blocked on our school's property, but since then it's also raised millions of dollars in funding. In recent months, the app has taken steps to prevent students from posting and reading messages while in school. New features let users vote down posts that they don't like or find offensive, eventually removing them from the site. But instances of racism, sexism, hate, and idiocy continue, and they aren't going anywhere anytime soon. I, for one, am thrilled to be out of high school.
Will Haskell is now a student at Georgetown University. Todd Bookman produced this piece, and a version of the story originally appeared in New York Magazine.